I will now ask my monkey here, what does he think of this episode?
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the monkey from Planet of the Apes. He wants us all dead. Hello, I'm Jane Goodall, aka Annie.
What's that other chimp monkey movie where he gets genetically improved and then he starts grabbing a gun and starts shooting people and runs out and drives a car and he goes like and gets other like, I don't think he gets other chimp friends.
I'm pretty sure this is the prequel to Planet of the Apes.
No, Minty.
And this is Fun Title, where we start off every podcast with an FU. Today we're going over RuPaul's Drag Race Season 16, Episode 7.
Hopefully.
If it's not Episode 7, hopefully Minty edited it out.
It'll be in the title.
So it is Snatch Game, but before we do Snatch Game, we go to the library because they what is fundamental and they need what? Public funding. So overall, the ones I found memorable, I think Plain Jane was the funniest. For Q, you have a very open relationship with your partner, which is weird because when people see you, they suddenly turn monogamous.
That joke doesn't make sense.
I like it. Better than Q's joke of Dawn, your name should be Dust because you look better in the dark.
I like that one.
There's gotta be like a 30-minute like how well. Like, okay guys, you know, start writing your reads.
This is season 16.
Oh, what, you think they have it in the bank at all times?
In, I want to say UK versus the world, episode 1, Jujubee had a notebook and was starting already her material for the reading challenge.
Jeez. And then for some reason, Tsunami Muse won with her joke of, Plain Jane, I could call you a really big fucking bitch, but I want to fuck you, so I won't. Like, okay, so he's going to give that to Tsunami. Okay.
I thought Morphine was terrible, especially because she had the one with like, oh, Plain Jane, you're so stupid, you studied for your COVID test. I'm like, one, that's not even relevant. And two, Lawrence Cheney already said that joke in Drag Race Series 2.
That's how old it is.
Yeah.
I did like Q saying, Maya, without your flip, you'd just be Danny DeVito.
See, your delivery was fine. Her delivery wasn't that good.
Oh.
I feel like that.
It was a little woody, right?
Yeah. I'm like, bitch, write it. You knew this was coming.
So I will be going down the list for Snatch Game. Right off the bat, was it a good Snatch Game episode?
No.
Now this is the names according. Oh my god, it's alphabetical. I went off the wiki because there's no way I was going to remember all their names and write down all the actors.
Dang it, Annie. I do it while the show's going on. I don't do it after the show.
Well, that's why mine's more accurate.
You don't know that.
So go after the Snatch Game performance and the runway look, which
I like
is
the theme.
Dancing Queen.
See that girl.
She stole my wig. Woo woo. Drag queens are poor. They make those jokes. I can too. So first off is Dawn, who is Meghan McCain, the daughter of John McCain.
Yeah, that was cringy. She had that one joke of like God fear. It's like the answer didn't answer the question.
That's what I put in the notes.
Made no sense.
She forced her one-liners into it. Like, you know, queens, like they prep material, but like if it doesn't fit the question, they kind of force it in. It's like playing Cards Against Humanity, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you know, that Golden Girls song, they should mention the time I did a cake stand. It's like, no, that makes no sense.
Yeah, no one gets the reference. No one really knows who this lady is. But she was hot as a blonde. I don't know why. I think Dawn is really hot as a blonde.
You gotta stop joking Dawn's dick. She's kind of a bitch and her outfits isn't as good as Q.
She's just a little shady. I thought her polka outfit was kind of cute though.
Finally, some damn diversity of looking like a freak 24/7.
She has diversity.
She doesn't have enough glam. You know how like we kind of knock queens for being like too goofy all the time? So I'm glad that we're finally seeing Dawn's other side than Buzz Lightyear's.
Yeah.
Moving on to Maya, who was, okay, she was some bitch's cousin named Shaquita.
What I don't get is like, okay, one, she had a made up character. Two, in any other season, she'd be eliminated.
But it's just that this one, like, there's so many people who was worse.
I honestly thought Q should have been top three. Because I thought her jokes were much more clever. I mean, the delivery was a little dry, but I thought her jokes were there. Maya was just, again, just like the RDR Live, one note, has that weird voice, and just like, doesn't say anything.
Two things. One, I think we should squash the rule of you can make up your character.
Absolutely.
At this point, it's getting ridiculous. I could just go up and be like, I'm a Drag Race fan.
I'm okay if it's like Lucifer. It can't just be the Gold Tooth Fairy.
You can't just be a ratchet character and call it a day. I feel like they just wanted to say, you did a good job finding your voice and shoo off stage.
Yeah.
Her outfit was the 90s hip hop where she looked like ketchup and mustard had a baby.
That was terrible.
Ugly, just awful. I feel like the judges were struggling to find praises.
Like, I need her to be eliminated now.
Oh yeah, you hate Maya.
I hate Maya. Not as much as I hate Megami. I still don't like her.
All these M names, Minty, come on. Moving on to Morphine, who played a con woman named Anna Delvey. Honestly, she could have done this so well. It wasn't exactly the worst choice when I found out that her accent was inconsistent because she was faking her accent.
Like, this could have been really funny.
You had the one joke where she bribed with the money, but it would have been so much funnier if you just kept pushing the con angle.
Yeah. And then, like, how the Vivian in All Stars 7 kept changing up her accent.
Yeah.
And I was like, girl, where are you from? You know? Like, it could have been something like that, but it was just like Morphine didn't know enough about her. I barely know. I remember them being a show about it.
I don't remember shit. I never heard of this bit. It's
supposed to be, like, a very interesting story.
Moving on to her final look, her one-way look, her flamenco.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
sexy.
Beautiful. Perfection.
Could not save her from the bottom.
I wish she did not tore off the bottom half of her dress, but whatever.
At least she was wearing panties. I was afraid she wasn't.
I don't know. I don't like the panty look.
Moving on to Nymphia, who was Jane Goodall. You know, I always said in the beginning, she could have done a funnier job, but she was too accurate with her portrayal.
Yeah, it was weird, because you don't expect that from Nymphia.
Nymphia is from Taiwan, right?
Right.
So maybe she just couldn't think of any more monkey references that she could have done? Or she could have dropped some monkey puns?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know why she doesn't pick, like, a Taiwan person. Or do, like, Japanese variety show energy.
Oh, yeah. That would have been funny.
Right, like that's what the entrance look gave off. So I was like, I was expecting that from her, but, like, you don't get... I mean, it'd be hard to do on Snatch Game.
It'd be so funny if someone was Bob Barker and tried to out-host Wu.
That'd be funny.
The stick would get old, so you kind of have to know the game really well. Be like, let's look at that man climbing the mountain. The price is going up and up, and you lost, RuPaul. It's like, oh, I'm the one hosting, not you, Bob Barker.
Oh my god, somebody should get on that.
No one's gonna know who the fuck that is.
Sure, spay and neuter your pets.
Oh, that would be fun. That's another joke. So then you have Nymphia's Japanese Buto. Never heard of Japanese Buto for her runway.
I don't know if I really like the look or I really, like, don't care for the look. I don't hate the look. It just felt weird to have that crescent moon dying floral thing in front. But I think it looked really cool.
I think it looked... Can we dress up as different Asian countries? That's fine, right?
Oh, yeah. Right now, America can't differentiate the Asian people.
Oh, okay. Cool. Moving on to Plain Jane, who played... I'm gonna butcher this name. Okay, she's a Russian star. Jelena Karoska.
I thought it was okay.
She definitely was funniest.
I thought Safira had this. I was honestly shocked that Plain Jane won over Safira. Because I just think, like, it didn't have the energy that Safira had. Which I know that's what she was going for. And it was a good performance. I mean, I do think she did second best. But I just thought, like, to me, Safira was a clear winner.
For me, I think Plain Jane had more punchlines. And Safira was just a funny mood and ambiance.
Sure, fair enough.
Again, I'm not knocking Safira. Don't get me wrong. I would have been happy if either queen's won. But I think just from RuPaul's perspective, is who can I make into a TikTok star?
Oh, jeez.
You always gotta think behind the scenes.
I don't like to think too much about, like, production and what they're thinking.
You know how funny it would be if someone was RuPaul, but, like, did that, being like, RuPaul, I think you should give her the points. Like, oh, why do you think that? It'd be good as a trailer.
Okay. I think it'd be too meta.
That's a joke Utica should have done instead of Bob Ross. Oh, that's what Megami should have done. Like, yeah, Megami wouldn't have blackface, but...
Yeah.
So, Plain Jane had the Latin ballroom dress.
I think the look overall is very sexy. I kind of wish she picked an outfit that was bigger.
My problem is her dress looked very similar to Tsunami Muse, and I hate to say it, Tsunami wore it better. That sparkly silver dress.
Well, Tsunami Muse was pink. But I get what you mean. It's like that beading, fringy kind of look.
Was it pink? I thought it was silver.
It's pink, man.
Like a pale pink, at least?
It's very pale.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. They were both very cute in their own way. I think I would have given it to Slane. I don't know why, but, like, to me, a long, straight ponytail, it's not what you'd see normally on a black girl.
The low one, right?
Yeah, especially a low one.
It's the low thing that bothered me. It should have been high.
Right. I mean, maybe that's part of salsa, but for her, she still looked cute as hell. It was just weird, and I feel like I shouldn't be judging on that, but I'm also like...
Okay, my problem is, it just looked flat.
That is true.
So, I think, like, any, like...
Like, maybe it was a bigger ponytail. Like, it could still be low.
Yeah, like, daily life, you can wear a low ponytail, not for Drag Race.
Yeah.
I just bailed you out of that. Moving on to Plasma, who went as Patti LuPone. Do you agree with Dawn saying that she keeps doing her one slick?
I do agree that this is Plasma's chic, I guess. But I also feel like this is just her strength. This is what she's gonna lean on, right? Because everyone's gonna lean on something, right? Whether it's their personality, their fashion, their comedy. I'm like, but like, Dawn, we looked at you at like a Meet the Queen promo picture and could tell that you have a shtick. So what are you mad about other queens having a shtick? And I think it's like, I don't know, Dawn did come off like envious or jealous. Plasma's whole life has been this musical theater thing, and now she gets to actually really shine and do well on like the biggest drag stage. And Dawn doesn't necessarily get that because Dawn does not have a win.
It's okay. My only thing about Dawn, like, you can be like catty and bitchy. I understand that's amusing, whatever. She just seems bitter because she's always mad at people who does better than her.
Yeah.
Compared to Plain Jane, who's like, I clearly have my biases.
Plain Jane is weird because if you saw the untalk, she was saying that like the safe queens need to step it up and do better, and Q was super mad at her. So Sophia had to clarify, well, what she's just saying is that as fans of drag, we just want to see more. And Plain was like, yeah, that. Because, you know, you shouldn't take everything I say seriously because I don't think of it as serious. And I'm like, why do you have the driest delivery of it? Plain is just mean to be mean. Dawn is just a bit of Betty.
Man, Sophia really does the mutter of Plain Jane, huh?
Man, you put Sophia and Sasha in a room, see what happens.
Someone's gonna get pregnant. Moving on to Plasma Tap Dance. It's just basic.
I mean, Plasma was unmemorable in this episode.
The epitome of safe.
Yeah. So, like, and it's also like Dawn being mad about it. And then it's like at the end, I was like, Plasma didn't go anywhere this episode. It was literally middle of the road. Like, I don't remember a single joke she made.
I don't remember either, but I do think it's impressive whenever someone can tap.
It is very impressive when people can tap dance.
Useless skill in real life.
No.
Like, hey, can someone help me change my tire? No, but I can dance until someone comes. Ha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
Yeah, but you can say about any talent.
Moving on. I gotta stop saying moving on like I know you should. Who sings that song? Fall Out Boy?
All American Reject.
Ah, got it. Q, as Amelia Earhart, I thought her jokes was too shallow.
I thought she could've delivered better, but I thought it was way better than Maya's.
The only one I remember is like, what does this person recycle? And Amelia Earhart said, well, she's just like me, Rue. She recycles gas. And she herself didn't know she was talking about white soda plain gas.
It was a bit cerebral. But I thought it was good.
She really should have disappeared at one point.
I know. I know.
It's such a missed opportunity.
I'm obsessed with the idea of her just leaving after the final question, the camera just being, what the fuck is Amelia Earhart? I did think, like, later on, like, would it be funny if she came back as Carmen Sandiego?
Because it should have been, this is my dream Amelia Earhart. You come in, you say your one stupid joke, then the second one, you talk about flying, you're going on a trip. The third one, you talk about the Bermuda Triangle. The fourth one, you're gone, and all you have is your answer card in there being like, help. That would have been so fucking funny. I think I would be good in Snatch Game. I'm gonna say that right now.
I think you would be over the top, for sure.
Would I be Blue Ivy over the top?
No, I didn't even think that Blue Ivy was really that over the top kind of performance.
So Q, when she wasn't being Amelia Earhart and having a missed opportunity, she was doing the robot for the runway. It was ugly.
It was just terrible.
She needed to paint her face as she was going to do the robot.
You know, honestly, that would help to like camp it up. But I think no matter what, it was just terrible. It didn't look good. She can't dance.
Now, when they were all signing up for the dance move, you could tell this bitch came late and all the good one was taken.
Honestly, I think she went first and said, this is literally the only thing I can do because it takes like no skill to make it an obvious robot.
I would just beg the question, like, can you name one dance move that's not on this list that a queen has done other than interpreted dance? Maybe that could count. I mean,
when I watched the pit stop, Trixie said she may do ballerina.
Oh, that was good.
And then Sasha would do hula.
Oh, shit. Those are good.
No one did a square dance.
No one did voguing.
Oh, that's touchy with Drag Race, right?
Is it?
It's touchy because people will do moves and say it's voguing, but it's not really voguing. And so it makes the ballroom dance community pissed off.
Ah, gotcha.
Or just Aja.
So Sophia versus James Brown, like we said, very funny. Unfortunately, I think the funniest jokes he said was involving her terrible shoes.
No, I like the... Well, I mean, that was funny too. I really like the one where RuPaul was like, do you remember your first song? He was like, yeah, it was a little ditty I had when I was in jail. Like, get me the fuck out of here.
Oh, I didn't remember that. That's funny.
That was part of the introduction.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was really clever because, you know, it was clearly like a song.
I was writing notes, so I didn't really copy attention.
This is the one thing I was also mad about Dawn, where she was like, oh, Sophia's like kissing ass by picking this person. And I'm like, if you watch Drag Race, you've never heard this name seen before. So unless you're like a super duper fan that RuPaul talks about this person outside of the Drag Race show, how would you know? You could assume, I guess, but you know.
Sometimes I think about how that there's a drag queen who, like Tamisha Iman, who had to play Cher, and they're like, you're gonna fuck it up if you don't do it really well, because that's RuPaul's favorite. And I think like either she knocked it out of the park by doing the bare minimum and made RuPaul laugh by going, whoa! Or she like didn't do a good job and RuPaul got really upset.
There was a Jujubee who did Cher.
Oh.
It wasn't a good Cher, but it was like so bad that it was ridiculously funny kind. But maybe that's what you're remembering? Because I really don't remember what Tamisha Iman did.
Yeah, because she was like a Cher fortune teller from what I remember.
Okay, maybe.
Well, that's okay. Sophia, her outfit. I really do think her drag you look that was like a giant kiss up to RuPaul is the reason why she didn't win. Because so ugly, her cheerleading outfit.
I thought it was okay. I just didn't understand why there was fringe on her boobs.
I mean, we don't know cheerleaders, culture. Cheerleader culture. That's a good podcast name. We don't know cheerleader culture, CC.
I have been watching a lot of CC on shorts. They're very cool.
Last but not least.
Well.
Did I miss someone?
No, I mean, got eliminated.
Why, we don't have to talk about her anymore?
I'm just saying she is the least of the last.
You piece of shit. Tsunami Muse.
I actually like her. I mean, I think her drag is boring. And I don't think, like, I feel like she also doesn't really have, like, an aesthetic or a character like Megami. But I guess I liked her overall.
I think a mandatory meeting should have went higher than her.
Yeah, maybe.
So she wears the gold tooth fairy. And I don't know why RuPaul and Michelle was like, that's a good choice. Is it?
You know, I thought it could have been funny because basically, you're just like a New York loan shark. That's what I thought the vibe was gonna be about, like money and greed and you know like taking teeth and making jewelry out of them, and like there could have been a whole story. It's already made for you what the lore of the fairy tale is, so you just make the gold and make it greedy and gritty. But it was just very like she kept tripping up on her words. She didn't know the character and it was just like garbage.
Now I'm imagining Italian gold tooth fairy.
Another layer that could have been funny.
Hey, we'll ball, come to me on spaghetti night. You know, I put some rocks in the meatball. Teeth comes flying out when it bit into the rocks. You know what I mean? You made me miss spaghetti night. It better be good what you put me here.
It's so funny.
I like to imagine, like, before the podcast, I'm, like, furiously writing down all these jokes when you say that.
We're gonna get a laugh out of that one.
Boy. So, Tsunami Muse is the South Shock, which was 10 times better than her Snatch game.
Yeah, it was cute.
Yeah, it was cute. We already talked about it. So, on the bottom, we have Morphine, Nymphia, and Tsunami Muse. Now, Yoey, you kind of spilled the bag here who lost, but do you agree with the three bottom?
Hell no. Again, I would have replaced Nymphia with Maya. Maya was terrible. And I think Maya, it could go a toss-up between Morphine and Tsunami, if who should be on the bottom two with Maya, but I thought definitely Maya was at bottom two.
Hey, sweetie, I hate to break this to you. I know we love Nymphia. I know we love that Asian representation. There was no way Nymphia was going to escape the bottom.
You think Maya did a better job
than think Nymphia. Maya said a joke. I think her ratchet character was at least entertaining and fun.
It was not entertaining, I not think, fun.
Was Nymphia entertaining or fun?
I thought it was different. I thought she was trying to be somebody and actually do the job that Snatch Game wants you to be. I feel like being a fake person is a cop-out.
Okay, I don't know why. I just remember that one Snatch Game in Australia being like, now, Electra, what you want the character? At all. But you were very funny not being the character.
I do remember that, yeah.
And I think we agree with like, a little bullshit, but the job is to make RuPaul laugh.
Right. But also be a character. Because you literally cannot go as yourself. So in conclusion, Nymphia did better than Maya.
In conclusion, that is your opinion. For the top is Maya, Plain Jane, and Sophia.
It should have been Q.
Q was not funny.
It was better jokes than Maya.
So Plain Jane won and we're all upset because it should have been Sophia.
Damn straight.
So, it's funny that the bottom queens was begging Plain Jane for the immunity potion when we all knew she wasn't gonna give it to them.
I get the hustle, but like, let's be real. There's no reality in which Plain Jane would ever give up an immunity potion. And honestly, there's no drag queen in history whatever. The only one I could ever see doing it is Sugar and Spice for each other.
I think the only way the immunity potion could actually be used for another if this was all-star rules and you was banking on helping a queen early so that when you get to like the top five, that queen can help you.
That's true. Or the design challenge, and you have someone else make your outfit. Instead of you make my outfit, I'll give you the potion.
Damn straight. So Tsunami and Morphine dance to I Wanna Dance With Someone. I didn't sing that in tune at all because I don't remember how the song goes.
But that song is super good.
Yeah, by Whitney Houston. It was alright.
It was okay. I didn't care for them dancing with each other because sometimes I felt like there were times when one wanted to dance with the other and they had to wait to get the other person's attention. And Tsunami did that way more than Morphine.
And Tsunami gave Morphine the rose and Morphine's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, so I was like, it was not a good lip sync.
I'm surprised Morphine got on the bottom above Nymphia, but then I remember at the beginning of the episode when Nymphia and Tsunami was kicking about being best friends outside the competition.
Oh my god, it all came together.
How did RuPaul do it?
Also, you don't want your front runner in the bottom two.
Can't risk it, baby.
It was okay with Q and Amanda because there was no way Amanda was allowed to win. But yeah, just, I don't know.
The next episode of the design challenge was a neo-goth look.
I think this would be really cool. I just don't see any of these queens doing it.
Yeah, it's kind of like asking these queens to do punk and then no one really did punk except one or two.
Yeah, so we'll see. Maybe somebody will prove us wrong.
Oh god, I would kill for Nymphia to do Lolita Goth.
Oh my god, that'd be cool.
Okay, bye.